I'm going to get y'all. I'm going to get y'all. Let's find out what's happening in the world of news, sports, and traffic. And that's how we wrap it up regarding the word on the street. Coming up is our Chats on Drive. Do not change that dial.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In our top stories at 4 o'clock, election of a new Joburg mayor has been postponed to next week. And also, David Mabuza says Eskom's debt still hovering around 454 billion rands.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Chelsea striker Tammy Abraham says his hip injury is not as bad as he thought it was. And finally, Rugby Australia chief Rylene Castle apologizes to the World Rugby. I'll have more on these stories at 4:30.
You hold your breath?
I wasn't ready to speak. Cause
How long can you hold your breath for?
I don't know.
Have you ever tried?
No. I don't want to die.
What?
I might not come back.
What?
I might not come back from that.
That's a fail. Horrible response.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon. The election for a new mayor for the city of Johannesburg has now been postponed to next week, Wednesday and Thursday. Speaker Vasco da Gama will seek legal advice on how the process will take place. The council was expected to elect a new mayor following the resignation of Herman Mashaba. The Economic Freedom Fighters has nominated its regional leader, Musa Novella, as its mayoral candidate. The Democratic Alliance, which currently leads the coalition government in the city, has nominated Finance MMC Funzela Ngobeni. The African National Congress has nominated Jeff Makubo as the party's mayoral candidate for the city. Discussions on possible coalitions were already taking place at the city. And the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Education is in the process of suspending a primary school principal in Phoenix, south of Durban. This is after he was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly raping a teacher. Education Department spokesperson Kwezi Mthethwa told the news on Thursday that the department was investigating the principal after the rape allegations. He said several other teachers had come forward with similar allegations. KZN police confirmed that they were investigating a case of rape that was opened against the 54-year-old on Monday. And finally, Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza on Thursday said the power utility's debt still stood at roughly 454 billion rands. Mabuza was speaking at the release of the company's results. He said Eskom expected to report a similar full-year loss this year as the one recorded in 2018. Mabuza said Eskom secured 64% of the funding it needed for next year, but would still rely on government support to maintain a positive cash balance by next March. And within our trending topics, we have hashtag I am tired of praying, hashtag take a lot, and hashtag Nkalakata remix. Johannesburg has been sunny with a low of 15 degrees Celsius and a high of 31 degrees Celsius. Pretoria has been sunny as well with a high of 18 degrees Celsius and a high of 35 degrees Celsius and a low of 19 degrees Celsius. And for the latest in South Africa's financial indicators, the rand has gone down to 14 rand 73 cents against the United States dollar, 16 rand 22 cents against the euro, 19 rand 3 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has gone down to 1,456 rand 1 cent a fine ounce. Recapping our top stories at 4 o'clock, Eskom's board chairperson